for starting a fire?
Use kindling. A lot of people use kerosene to start it, and a lot of people use fat kindling. What we call kindling was fat wood.
Pine
wood. You could take it and chip it up, and you could get a fire started in a little no time.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of taking a big piece of wood and setting that sort of toward the back of the fireplace?
Yeah.
And it burned?
That's what you call a back log.
Uh-huh.
Build in front of it, and that big heavy piece of wood would be sitting in the back of the fireplace, and that would hold the heat. That's what we call a back log. Kept that a great big old back hog in the back of the fireplace. Yeah, I heard tell of that, and I'll cut a minute when I...
What about the thing up above the fireplace that you can set a clock on or something?
It's a mantelpiece.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you use the mantelpiece. You'll set your clocks and anything up on the mantelpiece, glasses, pictures,
mm-hmm.
up on the mantelpiece over your fireplace. Yeah, I know what about them.
And, you know, the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
The set.
And what about the things that you shovel out of the fireplace?
That was ashes.
Mm-hmm. And talking about things that you'd have in a house, the thing that you're sitting in, you call that a...
Chairs. And we say it was rocking chairs, we call them. And straight chairs mostly.
Mm-hmm. What about something longer that you have nowadays in the living room that two or three people could sit on?
We used to call them settees in them time. That is settees, we call them, and come along.
What would people call them now?
Well, I would say most of them call them sleeping bed, day beds, after I would say.
Mm-hmm.
You can fold them up and you can unfold them at night and get in late on.
Mm-hmm.
I would say mostly that's what you call them.
What about something called a sofa?
Sofa.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we had used them too in the later years, sofas.
What do they look like?
It was... Look, this is built up, frames on them, and the back in there, all it built something like a sleeping bed. Only one thing about it, they'd have built in the frame, like this built in the frame. My mother got one old one up there in that front now, been up there for years. It's up there, but we used to could unfold them and sweep in them, but we call it the sofa, but they had different kinds of them sofa.
Mm-hmm.
That's the old auntie my mother got up there now. You could unfold it and pull it back up, you had a headboard to it, and it still got that. It had springs in it, mattress in it, you'd make it up in the night and sleep on it,
mm-hmm.
and the next morning you fold it back up. And then they had all them old sofas. You couldn't do that. You couldn't make them. You couldn't ever open them up.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them. But no, what I'm telling you about now, that was one of the one we you got right then. That's when they started making these what you call day beds.
Mm-hmm. What about things that you have in your bedroom for keeping your clothes in?
Well, we used to call them wardrobes.
Mm-hmm.
We had them back in them times.